Welcome to Cambridge Inside Out in the merry, merry month of May. I'm Robert Winters.
Judy Nathans.
All right. And I just had my birthday a couple of days ago.
I know, so, you did.
You know, I'm in a jolly mood, jolly sort of mood here.
Are you? I thought you were cleaning out an apartment, but that's all right.
Well, that too. You know, for those that don't know and who are craving for apartments, I actually had an empty apartment for a good long while, with full of my junk, and
that's right. It was full
I'm
of
actually
junk, right?
Moving a family in.
Nice.
From overseas, actually, and
nice.
but what a, you know, all the collected junk has got to get moved somewhere. It's
yeah,
really,
but it sounds like you just moved it to two rooms.
we're doing our best, you know.
You
but
couldn't use one room; it had to take up two rooms.
You know, it's a wild thing. I have legitimate archives for, you know, City of Cambridge related things. You know, a lot of the original stuff related to when we got
the
recycling
program.
Started.
Would give you a library.
Well,
you
know,
consider that. You could donate it to the historical commission.
There's a fair amount of stuff that I think has some historical value. But there's also just a lot of stuff which is, it's not like going back in time saying, oh, I remember that. Here's my backpack. You know, I was actually showing it to one of the people who are going to be living here. I said, see that backpack right there? When I first came here 44 years ago, that's all I had on my back was that backpack.
Amazing.
Yeah. Anyway,
44 years ago. Okay.
So I've been very nostalgic the last few days.
Yeah.
It's been pretty wild.
All right.
But anyway, you know, back to the good old City of Cambridge, you know, there's some, one thing I think is probably worth saying off the bat is, you know, we've got this process has been underway for replacing the three positions that the city council hires directly, you know, namely city auditor, city clerk, and city manager.
Right.
And apparently, we now actually have one candidate for each of the two positions of city clerk and for city auditor. So it looks like at 10:30 a.m. this coming Monday, May 23rd, they're basically going to just sort of talk to the one candidate for each position and most likely then cast votes to.
You say one candidate, that's what they came down to. They had more.
Yeah, well, they had these pre-screening committees. And I think for the city manager question is far more
complex
and potentially controversial and whatever.
Right.
You know, I actually value the work of the city clerk and city auditor
city,
a lot.
More visible. The city auditor, most of us don't really see what they
Right. Mean. That's right. I mean, there is, I'll say one thing about that, though, which is that, you know, what is the city auditor?
Right.
You know, historically, when the planning charter was crafted back in the 1930s, there was a pretty important function of having an auditor. You know, we didn't have fancy computer systems and work management programs or anything like that. And there was a little bit of a history of political patronage and, a little playing fast and loose with the bucks. So much so that by the end of the 1930s, when the year when the planning charter was actually adopted, which was 1941, the Mayor Lyons, actually was indicted.
Really?
So, So I don't think that was a factor in the, in planning being adopted, sure. But, in those days, you could probably move a few decimal points around and get away with a lot.
Because it was all on paper
So nowadays, I think the modern day, the city auditor still has an important role to play, but basically works in conjunction with an auditing department. And it's really kind of a city function, which just happens to have a city council appointed person who's sort of in charge of it all. So I know that, we haven't had that much turnover in the position over the years, but every time there is, there's always at least an idea or two floated about possibly redefining the position, the job description, in other words, if the city council, I mean, just for as an example, if the city council says, you know, Mr. Manager, these are our priorities. We want this to happen. You know, you could actually, I suppose, revise the job description of the city auditor to be sort of like a monitor of more than just the dollars and cents, you know. That would not be, I don't believe that would be in any way a violation.
Is that going to happen? Are they redefining it?
I don't, you know, they... they did say it. They spoke about the possibility.
I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't heard anything more since. So, in all likelihood, the person will simply, who apparently first name is Joseph McCann,
who already is in the department,
working in the auditing department, and will then, unless something changes, and if he's actually appointed, then he'll probably most likely just continue in the footsteps of what Jim Monagle was doing in the position. And, the city clerk can consider making some revisions and asking the auditor to do some things differently. Like, for example, city council. Yeah. So they could we really have a high priority of the municipal broadband, and we'd like to use our employee, the city auditor, to pay special attention to this or something.
Isn't that a budget director type thing or budget?
Well, I mean, ultimately, if the question does come down to dollars and cents, you have to fund it or whatever. And, you could actually have an auditing department do analysis.
Forecasting
and analysis and things. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they really wanted to go that route, I haven't heard a word of them actually, starting to wander down that path. But, you could do it. You probably could do it.
I don't know if I'm typical of most, when I hear the word audit, I think of something after the fact, like someone's looking at your books. But it's more than that, isn't it?
It is, because if something's going off the rails or something, or it does happen that there are some questionable practices that take place with some city employees, and the auditor can catch some of these things.
So how often do they review each department? I guess that's their job.
You'll notice that during the budget hearings, it's the one time during the year when you'll actually see the auditor up at the front desk, next to the chair of the finance committee when they're conducting the hearings.
Oh, so they've been there the whole time?
Yeah, Jim's been up there. And, what's he actually do? I don't know. But, just in terms of the pomp and circumstance, if you can even call it that, of the procedure, that's the place where you want the auditor to be, because you are going department by department. You're looking you're supposed to be asking questions about the budget, not about the functioning of the department. Right. But, of course, that's not how it is. Formally, the auditor's there, to kind of...
Is that a department? I mean, does he...
Yeah, there is a department.
Or she himself have a staff? Is that part of the...
but I think it's one of those kind of hybrid things. Like, you could say that the city clerk is hired directly by the council. Mm-hmm. But the staff, everybody in the city clerk's office is hired by the city manager.
City manager. Right?
So it's
interesting. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, so you work in conjunction with the city manager, no doubt.
All right.
But there is an accountability. I mean, the city council doesn't have to ask the manager, Mr. Manager, could you please ask the auditor to do this? Uh-huh. The city council, should it choose to do so, can just say, Mr. Auditor, you too are our employee. Please do this. So you could do that. So that's the one. And then I had thought there might be a couple of candidates, but unless something changes between now and Monday, there's Diane LeBlanc is the sole candidate right now for city clerk.
And where is she coming from?
She's actually done some similar functions elsewhere. I think, let me see if I can actually... do a little quick screen share here. These are all up on the city website, by the way.
Most of us are
right here. So is that
here.
Visible?
I'm applying to be the city position of city clerk.
This is a cover letter and resume for Diane LeBlanc, candidate for the position of city clerk.
Okay.
The MBA, the usual stuff here, but with city clerk in city of Lawrence, that's pretty good.
That is.
And has done similar roles in various other functions.
Stuff. Look at that last one. The longest was at this one. regional administrator for the north of NARA, whatever that is.
Yeah.
So she's done a lot of stuff in the
federal government's primary records management agency, right?
Oh, wow. Look
so
at
this,
all that.
This
oh,
is a
goodness.
Really, really strong background.
Yeah, you know?
So,
definitely.
And I have no idea how many people applied for the position, but I can certainly just by looking at this say this is a person who, and by the way, is also a City of Waltham councillor at large.
Oh, so now that's
actually
interesting.
Served
to me,
as an elected official.
You know
too.
What? That I think is important to say it's sort of being on the other side of things. And
yes, yes, yes.
So I bet she lives in Waltham.
perhaps
well,
so
you have to
fine.
Be I think you have to live there to be a counselor, right?
Yeah anyway, so you know,
nice.
there's also a link to the paperwork for Joseph McCann who is
right
the,
he had an impressive I thought even though of, he's been with us he's had some other positions
yeah no you listen I was yeah, you know, it was a little iffy, you know, three positions all being hired simultaneously.
Yeah.
I thought, boy, they're going to stumble. But, you know, it looks so far like the first two are very successful.
Good.
The city manager search, the pre-screening process was,
he's
I believe, completed.
This,
no, well, it was completed
right.
on Friday.
Okay, but that's all behind closed doors. Yeah.
That is behind closed doors. And that was to whittle it down to three or four finalists. So they are,
how many
they are down
is it?
There.
Is it four or three? Do you know?
It may be even fewer.
I
cannot say, nor do I know. Right?
Robert, I know.
But,
you don't know.
Right.
You know nothing about what goes on.
I'm like Sergeant Schultz.
Yeah.
Right now. I know nothing. right. But you know, it's starting to look like it's heading in a good direction as well.
Good.
And I think maybe, and that probably won't, that'll actually have multiple candidates. So there's a potential that there could be some, contentiousness about that.
So when is the first public display of those files? You know, like they have to
I believe
appear
it'll,
before us.
I don't know when they will publicize the names, but it was expected in the original Randy Frank LLC plan
to be
in. No, actually, it was originally then, but then it was revised to first few days of June.
Oh,
and by the way, if you think about it, you know, the city clerk and the city auditor were leaving their position at the end of May. You know, he looks at watch, you know, so it will be 1 week after the vote is taken for the replacement, which is like cutting it pretty close, right?
It is cutting it close.
You know, but hey, listen, if it's a good outcome, it's a good outcome, right?
Okay.
And Louis DePasquale's time as city manager will terminate in early July. So the decision is coming around
very
early
close.
June, which, you know, for the city manager position in particular, that's actually cutting it awful close.
That is cutting it close.
But you know, that's okay. I mean, historically, you know, back in the, decades and decades ago, you could just have five city councilors could go out for a few beers, metaphorically speaking, or maybe actually, maybe it was actually some scotch, and then just basically said, you know, we think so-and-so is going to be a good city manager, and they could just nominate the person on the floor.
Well, what's interesting is so far they've had city managers the last two cycles have been come from within.
Yeah,
so this will be, I'm assuming that they're coming from without, but I don't know. That's what people wanted.
There were, without giving anything away.
Okay.
I know
nothing. Robert. Yeah, right. You know nothing.
But, you know, I believe there were some, you know, from within city administration
that applied.
Expressing interest.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how far it went down the road.
Okay.
And some people who live locally or come from around these parts, and some coming from outside.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, it was a mix, you know, but there are a lot of other things people were looking for, you know, getting somebody, I hate to say it as a white male, but I think they weren't really looking to get a white male. I'm fully expecting they'll sort of break from that in some form or other. But, you know, so far, so good, you know, and, you know, I have no complaints whatsoever.
Interesting
for how the
if
process
they go, I mean,
out.
To me, white male, but to me also age, because so far people have been over 60.
Yeah, it wasn't always that way. I mean, Bob Healy was certainly not.
Well, he started out.
And then he served for over 30 years.
Well,
right?
A long time. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Richie was already, getting pretty close to retirement age.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it'd be interesting to see if they get someone in their late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah, I mean, it would sort of be in their best interest to actually get somebody that's solid. You know, one thing I want to say about city manager, I'll say a couple of things, but one thing I'll say is that this one of the single most important qualifications that is necessary to be a good city manager, mm-hmm. quite simply, is the ability to say no. And that's been my biggest concern, is that there's obviously going to be a temptation for city councilors mm-hmm. to hire the most pliable person who will give them everything they want. Even if it's not necessarily in the best interest of the
city. Well, but if we've learned anything from the Supreme Court nominations, you could say that, but then when you get in the seat, you'll do what you want.
Right.
So let's hope that they get somebody with a spine.
To whatever degree, potential city managers are watching our show right now or something,
Right.
I think people should, they need to understand that, If you're firm and expert and doing what's right in the best interest, you'll actually gain the respect of counselors, yes. I believe, more so than if you just bend with the wind.
Right.
So
it's like being a good parent. You just can't. You have to say no sometimes.
Yeah, and so I think people need to know that. Yeah. By the way, I just, not to ramble on too much about it, but it was, they had the budget hearings, which we probably should talk about anyway.
Last week, which I watched all of them, and then today I did not finish it. So will they have to have an extra day?
No, there's no more. That's it. Okay. They finished them all up today. They almost always do. It's very rare that they'll use that extra flexible day. But I watched the recording and watched some of it live last week.
Right, me too.
I actually had it while I was grading exams. I was
today,
I was listening to the hearing and occasionally watching it while I was grading exams today.
Yes, yeah.
And I think I heard some of it live last week, but then basically just reviewed the recording afterwards.
Yeah.
I did not pay any attention to the school committee, the school department.
I didn't either, unfortunately, but I just have so much time I can do things,
I'm almost afraid to actually tune into that because I might get angry. Sometimes I just think the school department is off the rails. And
really?
Yeah, and I'm very biased because I teach mathematics, and I want is a school department that gets students ready for successful lives, and an economy where they're going to be in jobs that require some technical expertise, and whether every student comes out all socially conscious, I think that's wonderful too, but. Bottom line for me is, can they do math, and can they do science? Do they have that spark of interest to actually pursue things that'll make life, help make their life a little easier, mm-hmm. So, that's all I really want to hear. And all that other stuff is fluff to me.
Yeah.
It's like, great.
I take it back. I did listen to some of it because I remember I was listening to the superintendent and the other people, and I did listen to a bit of it. Actually, I think I listened to all of it, but I guess it wasn't.
Wasn't so exciting, apparently.
No. I think there was. I think there were some things, but I guess with everything in my head, it was more. I forget. There was.
Yeah.
Probably diverse black teachers, more like stuff like that.
Right. Well. So anyway, now here's the thing though that I think is comment worthy.
Yeah.
Not so much the hearing, the budget hearing that occurred today, but last week there were some of the potentially big, bad, controversial items.
Right.
I mean, was information technology last week? Something where municipal broadband would have come up, or was that one of the ones that was up?
It wasn't pulled though, was it?
Maybe it wasn't even pulled. So
no, like, it wasn't. No, because I listened to all of that.
Okay,
it wasn't
all right.
Pulled.
So yeah. That in itself is weird.
Because it was all the last, right? But I think because they already feel like they've made some inroads on that.
I know, but you know, listen, you may have lots and lots of inroads, but that doesn't stop you from wanting to get into a battle.
Okay.
So I thought for sure with the new community safety department budget, you know, as a new budget item with six new full-time positions, and it's dovetails necessarily in with the emergency communications department, because there is this issue of if you're going to have alternative responses, you know, who do you call? You know, you still got to call 911 or the emergency communications, and then you're either going to get routed this way or that way. But there is a emergency communications function involved. That budget didn't get pulled at all. And they did talk quite a bit about community safety, which you would expect because it's brand new. But I thought for sure there was going to be a battle royal over the fact that the police department budget was being increased,
So it was pulled? Was it pulled?
Yes, it was. Yeah,
it was. Okay.
Last week, and I thought, and then you know, Councilor Zondervan, you know, he's very outspoken about this, and I thought, he's really going to go wild, and you know, he wasn't going to vote for it, and of course, he didn't vote for it, but but I thought it was going to become just a stage on which some drama was going to play out, and it didn't.
No.
It didn't.
No.
And I thought, well, that's kind of weird.
Well, you have Christine Elo. I think it's hard to
have. Well,
I think her presence and
yeah, and the fact that that she's working cooperatively with the new community safety department to sort of deal
which
with
I thought they did a great presentation. And
it was great.
There's money there for partners, which I see Hart as a partner.
You know, I'm still.
And I know, but
I don't know, but
under that stuff, then they go through whatever. But it's not. I think it's been established. There's only going to be one. It's going to be a 911 number, and it's going to be dispatch. And then the question of where it gets directed is another thing. But
that's right.
There's not going to be a separate. There is a meeting tomorrow. I don't know if they're addressing that, right? There's a public safety meeting tomorrow.
They're dealing with
communications. Right?
Yes, there was something like a 988 service or something.
Right. So I'm just curious if that.
Whatever.
I'm going to see where that goes. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know enough about it. But the point I was going to make about it, and it really wasn't my point. It was actually a couple of very wise people I know.
Mm-hmm.
In a nice conversation we had on Inman Street.
So, okay, tell me.
So why wasn't there a battle over this?
Yeah.
Why were you asking
that of them?
Yeah. Well, and apparently there's a theory going around.
All right.
Which actually, when I thought about it, I thought, boy, that kind of makes sense. You know what that theory is?
No.
It's that the potential next city manager is watching these hearings.
Of course.
Because how could it not be the case that somebody who's interested in a job would not be, would
interested in
they, of course they want to kind of see,
where the council, what interests,
questioning here, who are the hard cases to deal with or whatever.
Okay.
So the theory is basically the councilors are on their best behavior right now. Because
you think that would stop them? Yeah.
I don't know that it would stop them, but the thing is, I don't think that if you're about to get a new city manager who may stick around for a while, I don't think you want to have
show all your cards.
And you don't, and you certainly don't want to, get your first introduction to the city, the all powerful Wizard of Oz, by being the biggest jerk in the room.
Interesting.
You just don't want that. So, so the councilors were much more well-behaved than I would have expected. And I thought,
although there was a lot of stuff around community safety, there were a lot of questions about it.
Yeah, but I thought they were fair
legitimate questions.
The kinds of questions you would fully expect to hear for a new department, especially one that had a little bit of controversy in its birth, So, anyway, I thought it was sort of like, okay, that's great. But yeah, this, by and large, this is like one of the most easygoing budget processes I remember. You know, and I don't think it has anything to do with who's chairing the meetings or anything like that. I just think it was that nobody was fighting. They just decided, let's not fight about this right now. We have plenty of time for that down the road, I guess.
Right.
But and we'll talk about some more of the other things at the meetings in the next half hour here. But the for those who are interested in the dates. Remember, so the city clerk, city auditor one is next Monday, May 23rd at 10:30 a.m.
Wait, both of them? They both.
They were going to be two separate meetings.
That's what I thought.
10:30 and noon, and then they joined them.
May 23rd starting at 10:30?
Yes, yeah. And listen, it might be a love fest that ends quickly.
Sure.
Who knows, right? You know, there's a couple of other deadlines of some consequence today.
Oh, right. Yes. Till midnight, I assume.
Till midnight is if you haven't made your decisions about what kind of what size.
If you want to change from
right,
what
if
the
you
city
want to change, if you don't want to go with the
right.
You know, with the city default, you know, so
is,
the
you know you have that postcard, right? Yeah.
You know, city issued trash carts are coming, right?
Right.
You know, so my triple decker was entitled to 265s. I actually went up to the library where where they had the barrels, and I went up there with a tape measure and I measured the alley right next to my house, and I decided that
245s.
Yeah, 235s will work perfectly.
35s. Well. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I just hope if you ever rent out other apartments fully that you don't have trash overflowing, because that's a pretty small.
The barrels that we use now is a single 32-gallon barrel.
I know, but you've had an empty first floor, and you live on the second floor.
And when we had this place fully occupied for the
you
most
still
part,
still only picked up one barrel.
We had one that we went to if the other one had excess.
Okay. Well, then you really just, as long as people compost, as long as they recycle.
And we do. And we
all
do.
Right. Well, yeah. Then that's good.
So that's one.
You know, you're an owner occupier, so you
right.
can really
and then
monitor that.
All right. And then this last 20 seconds, I'll also mention, because I almost forgot, somebody on one of the listservs mentioned that, you know, they did extend the sticker, the expiration
the
of
parking.
Your 2021 residential sticker on your car.
That was up yesterday.
And it actually got extended, and yesterday was the deadline. So
okay,
there
so
I
get
was.
Get that on your car. Okay.
I'm all good now. I'm all good. All right. Leave me alone.